Do you know that there are some special things women really love, but only a few men actually do them? In this video, we'll reveal 7 simple habits based on the ancient wisdom of Stoicism. You'll be amazed by how these easy practices can make you a better partner and improve your life. So let's discover these secrets together and see how you can stand out from the crowd. Lesson 1. Emotional intelligence. Emotions are very important in our daily lives, especially when we're with someone we like. Women, in particular, like guys who are good at handling their feelings. Being able to understand and react to other people's feelings can change relationships for the better, making them more satisfying and peaceful. Becoming more emotionally intelligent means training being thoughtful and self-aware. Mindfulness lets us notice our feelings without judging them. This makes room between the trigger and the reaction. This is the area where real emotional knowledge lies. We can choose how to respond based on reason instead of reacting on the spot. Think about a situation in which a partner complains. Most of the time, people respond by getting angry or ignoring how they feel. A man who follows Stoic beliefs, on the other hand, will stop, recognize his feeling, and try to figure out what's really going on. This method not only avoids a fight, but it also shows respect and understanding, which are very much valued. Self-regulation is another part of emotional intelligence. Stoic beliefs say that self-control is important for peace of mind. By controlling our feelings, we can escape the bad things that happen when we let our anger, jealousy, or worry get out of hand. This doesn't mean hiding your feelings. It means getting to know them and picking healthy ways to show them. For instance, if you start to feel angry during a fight, a Stoic would tell you to take a deep breath and think about what is making you angry. Is it something you can change? Often, the things that make us angry or upset are caused by mistakes or wrong ideas. We can keep the peace and build better, more respectful relationships if we deal with these root reasons in a calm way. Another quality that women really value is empathy, which is a key part of emotional intelligence. Stoicism tells us to have respect for others and understand that everyone is going through their own problems. When we show our partners empathy, we support their thoughts and feelings, which builds a stronger bond and respect between us. Lesson 2. Active listening. It's not enough to just hear words. You have to really learn and interact with the person who is speaking. Women value this skill the most because they often use conversation to find emotional connection and approval. Active hearing means giving someone your full attention, thinking about what they are saying, and answering with care. In Stoic thought, the act of actively listening is part of the trait of understanding. The Stoics thought that the only way to be truly wise was to understand other people and see things from different points of view. We show respect and understanding by constantly listening, which are both important for building good partnerships. To actively listen, we need to be in the present time. This means putting down things that might interrupt you, like your phone or TV, and concentrating only on the person who is talking. It also includes reading body language and facial movements, among other things, to get a better idea of how someone is feeling and what they want to say. Living in tune with nature is one of the most important ideas in Stoicism. This could mean being fully present and involved in our relationships with other people. We show this concept by being fully present for our friends when we practice active listening. This shows them that we value and respect them. Another important part of active listening is reflective listening. This means rephrasing or reviewing what the speaker said to make sure we comprehend their point properly. For instance, if your partner is worried about something at work, you could say, "It sounds like you're stressed about the project deadline. Is that right?" This not only shows that you understand, but it also shows that you care and validates their feelings. Teachings of the Stoics also stress how important it is to be patient and tolerant. When we listen carefully, we show patience by letting our partners finish what they're saying without cutting them off or pushing them. Tolerance also means being willing to see things from their point of view, even if they are different from our own. Asking open-ended questions to get people to talk more can also be a part of active listening. Instead of asking, "Did you have a good day?" you could ask, "What was the best part of your day?" This will encourage the other person to talk more about their feelings and experiences, which will help you connect with them more deeply. Active listening can make a big difference in love interactions. Partner trust grows when they feel like they are being heard and understood. It also makes relationships stronger because talking about ideas and feelings makes them more real. By actively listening, guys can make their partners feel safe and supported, and they will also feel appreciated and loved. Lesson 3. Vulnerability. People often mistake vulnerability for weakness, but it's actually a deep power that very few guys are brave enough to accept. Stoicism says that we should understand and accept our human nature, with all of its flaws and mental difficulties. Being vulnerable is in line with this idea. Stoicism says we should accept the things we can't change and concentrate on the things we can change, like how we act and think. As part of this acceptance, we have to see our own and other people's weaknesses. When we accept our weaknesses, we can be truly ourselves, which helps us connect with others in a deeper and more important way. Vulnerability is very important in partnerships. What women really want is for guys to be honest and open about their fears, hopes, and dreams. Being this open builds trust and closeness, making both people feel safe and encouraged. One of the most important ideas in Stoicism is to think about yourself. When we think about our feelings and thoughts, we learn more about ourselves and our weaknesses. Being aware of ourselves is the first thing that needs to happen before we can be vulnerable in our interactions. When we let our guard down, we show our partners that we trust them with our deepest feelings and thoughts. Giving this kind of faith is a great way to connect emotionally. It also makes our partners more likely to be open and vulnerable with us, which builds trust and trustworthiness between both of us. The Stoic theory also stresses how important it is to be brave. Being open and honest about our darkest fears and worries takes guts. But by doing that, we show that we are strong and real. We show that we're not afraid to be ourselves, even if it means being judged or turned down. There are a lot of different ways to be vulnerable in a love relationship. It could mean being honest about how you feel, owning up to mistakes, or asking for help when you need it. It could also mean talking about your hopes and goals, even if they seem unclear or dangerous. Being open and honest with each other is possible when we let our guard down. This lets both partners say what they want and need without worrying about being judged or turned down. It also helps us understand and care about each other because we see and respect each other's weaknesses. Stoicism tells us to pay attention to what we can change, and being vulnerable is something we can change. There are times when we can choose to be open and honest with our partners and show them the real us. This choice not only makes our relationships stronger, but it also helps us grow as people and accept ourselves. Lesson 4. Surprise and spontaneity. People often forget how important surprise and unpredictability are in relationships, but they have a huge impact on keeping the spark alive. Women especially like partners who can make the relationship more exciting and full of new experiences. Stoicism, which stresses being aware of and living in the present moment, can help us accept chance in useful ways. Stoicism teaches us to enjoy the present and find happiness in small things. Being aware and present lets us see and take advantage of spontaneous chances, making memories for ourselves and our partners. There are many ways to be surprised and act on the spot. It could mean taking a walk in the park without meaning to, planning a last-minute weekend trip, or making your partner their favorite meal as a surprise. These small, spontaneous things can break up the boredom of daily life and bring joy and excitement into the relationship. Living in tune with nature is one of the most important ideas in Stoicism. In this case, it could mean going with the flow of life and being open to new things. We can be in line with this idea by being spontaneous, which lets us be open to the unexpected and enjoy the present moment. Stoic beliefs also stress how important it is to be thankful. We can learn to be thankful for the unexpected and spontaneous things that happen in our lives by focusing on the present moment and the chances it presents. Being thankful can make our relationships better by teaching us to value and treasure the happy and exciting times that come up out of the blue. With someone you care about, being surprised or acting on the spur of the moment can also show that you care. Show that you care about your partner's hobbies and wants by giving them a surprise that they will love or planning an activity that you know they will enjoy on the spur of the moment. This kind act can help you connect with each other more deeply and improve your bond. For spontaneity to work, you also need to be open and flexible. Stoicism teaches us to be flexible and open to new things. People can make their relationships more spontaneous and interesting by being open to new things and ready to leave their comfort zones. For instance, if your partner offers a last-minute road trip, try to enjoy the adventure instead of worrying about how it might affect your plans or cause problems. Being ready to change and try new things can help you make memories that last a lifetime and keep the relationship exciting. Lesson 5. Strong communication skills. A friendship that works depends on both people being able to talk to each other well. Women want partners who can clearly say what they want, listen carefully, and have deep talks. Stoicism, which stresses the importance of knowledge and reason, can teach us a lot about how to communicate clearly. Stoicism tells us to be honest, clear, and respectful when we talk to others. This means being open and honest about our thoughts and feelings, while also being aware of how our words affect other people. We can improve trust and understanding in our interactions by talking to each other in a clear and polite way. Stoicism is based on the idea that we should use logic and reason to decide what to do and how to act. In conversation, we can use this concept to make sure that our words are well thought out and well measured. We can think for a moment about whether what we are going to say is true, important, and kind before we speak. Mindfulness can help keep relationships from getting tense by avoiding misunderstandings and fights. As we already talked about, active listening is another important part of good speaking skills. We show that we value and respect our partner's points of view by listening carefully and reacting with care. This not only helps us understand each other better, but it also makes our mental bond stronger. Being stoic also teaches us to keep our cool, even when things get tough. This calmness is important for good conversation, especially when there are differences or fights. We can deal with problems in a healthy way and find answers that work for both of us if we stay calm and logical. Another important part of good speaking skills is empathy. Stoicism tells us to have kindness and understanding for other people. We can speak more effectively and with more empathy if we put ourselves in our partner's shoes and think about how they feel and what they see. In real life, having good conversation skills might mean checking in with your partner often to talk about your wants and feelings. To show how you feel, you could say things like, "I feel upset when," instead of "you always." This way of talking about your feelings instead of blaming others makes it easier to have supportive talks. Body language and face gestures, which are not spoken words, are also very important for good conversation. Stoicism teaches us to pay attention to our own body language and to correctly read the body language of others. A more clear and honest way to connect is to pay attention to our body language and make sure it matches what we say. Lesson 6. Physical affection. In loving partnerships, physical touch is very important because it shows love, care, and bond. Women, in particular, like partners who are friendly and okay with touching them. Even though Stoicism is often thought of as a cold theory, it can teach us a lot about how important physical love is in relationships. Stoicism teaches us to be aware of and value the present moment, which includes having our loved ones with us. We can fully enjoy times of physical love, like a hug, a kiss, or just holding hands, if we are aware and present. Being more mindful helps us connect with our partners more deeply and show them how much we love and care through touch. Living in tune with nature is one of the most important ideas in Stoicism. People are social animals that need to connect with others and feel close. Touching each other is a normal and important part of these bonds. It brings comfort, encouragement, and an emotional closeness. Stoicism also stresses how important it is to be thankful. We can grow a sense of thanks that makes our relationships better by enjoying the time we spend with our partners and the love we share. Being thankful can help us understand what our partners need and make us more willing to show our love through touch. There are a lot of different ways to show physical love in a relationship. For example, they might hold hands while walking, cuddle up on the couch, or give each other a comforting hug when things are hard. Small acts of kindness like these can improve the mental bond between two people, making them feel safe and close. According to Stoic beliefs, we should also be kind and caring. Touching our partners is a strong way to show that we care about them and are kind to them. Being friendly with our partners shows that we care about and respect them, which builds trust and connection. It is important to remember that touching someone should always be polite and allowed. Stoicism teaches us to respect other people and care about how they feel and what their limits are. By being aware of our partner's comfort levels and interests, we can make sure that when we show love, it is received and valued. Lesson 7. Commitment and loyalty. Being committed and reliable are important for making relationships last a long time. Women really value partners who are loyal and dependable, who keep their promises and are there for them through good times and bad. Stoicism, which stresses virtue and honesty, can teach us a lot about how important it is to be committed and reliable in relationships. Stoicism shows us how to live a good life, which means being reliable and trustworthy. By showing these traits to our partners, we show that we are committed and loyal, which builds trust and safety in our relationships. One of the main ideas behind Stoicism is that we should focus on the things we can change. Having this trait means being dependable and steady in what we say and do in interactions. Being reliable and keeping our promises shows that we can be counted on and deserve our partner's trust. Stoicism also stresses how important it is to be honest. Being honest means sticking to our ideals and standards, even when things get tough. In partnerships, this means staying true to your partner, even when things get hard or tempting. When we keep our promises, we show that we are honest and improve the bond with our clients. Being committed doesn't just mean staying together. It also means trying to make the relationship stronger. For example, they could plan regular date nights, help each other reach their goals and dreams, or work through their problems together. We are committed to the relationship's long-term success by making an effort to keep it alive. Being loyal also means being there for our friends through good and bad times, even when things go wrong. Stoicism teaches us to stay strong and determined. We show that we are faithful and committed to the relationship by being there for our partners when things go wrong and staying loyal. Teachings of the Stoics also tell us to be thankful. We can grow a sense of thanks that makes us more committed and loyal by recognizing our partners and the relationship we share. Being thankful can help us understand what our partner wants and make us more willing to put effort into the partnership. In real life, commitment and loyalty might mean giving up things for the sake of the relationship, like agreeing to disagree on big choices or being there for each other when things get tough. It also means being open and honest about our thoughts and goals when we talk to each other. According to Stoicism, there are deep lessons that can help you build and keep good partnerships. We can improve our relationships and make stronger, more important ties with our partners by following principles like emotional intelligence, active listening, being vulnerable, being open to surprise and creativity, having good communication skills, showing love physically, and being committed and faithful. These actions are often admired by women, but very few guys actually do them. When we live our daily lives by Stoic principles, we can improve our relationships and build ones based on trust, respect, and love. Stoicism teaches us how to handle the difficulties of relationships with ease and understanding, which can lead to greater personal happiness and better, longer-lasting bonds.